B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. The
New England Sports Survey, which we've talked about this. I don't know how you're contacted to take this or where it comes from.
There's a lot of people that take it. No one loves it more than Bertrand. Bertrand gets his hot little hands on it.
That was the 10 o'clock hour, my friend.
Bertrand always does well on this.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think it's any coincidence. He gets his hot hands on this thing. It's fresh off the presses.
Fred and I always get killed. Like, we're always, like, near the bottom of the list. And this year, like, it has, like, it was like Felger at number one and like Zolak. And then all the way at the bottom is Fred. And I'm like, not even like, I didn't even make the sheet. Like we always get killed on this list.
Yeah,
always.
I was tied with Maserati and I've never done better than last to my recollection.
Yeah. So
you made the list?
Yeah. I've made the list once.
Okay.
I made it once. And that was it. It was a fleeting great moment in my life. But it's just, and our show is always like near the bottom.
Yeah.
This year was weird. I think it's just by proxy. I think we're in third place, but it was a huge dip from the Bertrand and Zolak show all the way to ours. But I don't know how this gets, people get a hold of this and how they get chosen to do this, but it is kind of interesting. And there is one category that I thought was, I don't know why they asked it, but I'm glad they did because it really makes you scratch your head. They took all of the teams, all the major sports franchises here in town, and they asked you who's the least favorite player to win a championship. And the one that I found the most interesting was the one for the New England Patriots. And thinking back, I can't think of a player on the Patriots. I can think of David Price. Now, David Price on the Red Sox, he's the one guy in town who's won a championship that I just really couldn't stand. And it made it even worse after he won it because he did that press conference. You know, I hold all the cards now.
And sometimes a deck of cards has got a joker.
Always got a joker. And he's like, I don't understand what that means.
All the lists get kind of random at the end because I know, like, one of the guys on the Celtics list is just some dude from, like, long ago.
Oh, well, they say who is your most – who. Oh, gosh. There's one about who do you think is going to have a great year for the Celtics? And second place was Al Horford. And this was a survey that was taken over the last couple of weeks. Like, this isn't something that was taken during the season. This was everyone should know Al Horford's not on the team.
Like, and Adam McQuaid was one of the guys that they didn't like off the championship team.
I just want to know. So, for the least favorite player to win a championship, number one is Darrell Revis at 20%. I understand that, even though I think it's a little ridiculous.
I don't get it at all. He helped you win a championship, and then he left.
I understand. I've been thinking about this. I understand.
It's because of the way it ended.
The best way it possibly could.
No,
he went to the Jets. They paid him a ton of money. He didn't try, and they had to cut him.
No, you're missing the whole part about where he didn't want to go to the reception to get his ring. He wanted to send his mom instead.
Who cares?
I think that's part of it.
I don't care, but people got pissed off about Jesus. That.
That's part of it. Who's in second place? And I'll tell you what the two guys have in common.
Okay. Well, second place is Aqib Talib, which is interesting because Aqib Talib never won a championship with the Patriots.
Right.
Went to different teams?
Yes. They were offered contracts by the Patriots and chose to sign elsewhere.
Yeah, well...
those are the things. Now, look, I said this early in the program.
Was offered a contract here after that was done?
An option.
Yeah, it was a poison pill. They knew they were going to opt out of that second year on Revis's deal, but there was kind of a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. We'll revisit that when the time comes. The Jets came in and offered them a lot of money, more than the Patriots were willing to, and Revis went somewhere else, and Patriots fans were pissed. Same thing with Talib. Talib signed a huge deal in Denver after his Patriots contract is up, if I'm remembering this right.
Darrell Revis was an awful cornerback for the Jets.
Yes, he was.
No. Not average, awful.
Right, he hurt his wrist and then didn't try, and it was awful.
Hurt his wrist.
Was out of shape.
Okay, he didn't. Not only did he hurt his wrist and not rehab it, he didn't work. He got fat for him.
Exactly, but Patriots fans don't see that. Patriots fans say, "Oh yeah, you think you're too good? You don't want to re-sign with us? Well, screw you.
Yeah, who'd want money?
That's right.
Imagine that.
That's right.
It should be such an honor to live right by Rhode Island." And never make money.
Like, it goes back to my theory. The worst part about being a Patriots fan is other Patriots fans, and this is proof positive.
Oh, the first losing season. Hachimachi.
Well, I just
people off this bandwagon like rats off a sinking ship.
God bless the next coach. God bless the next coach of this team.
Gerard Mayo.
Fine. God bless Gerard Mayo. You go 9-7. The pitchforks are out.
Oh, man.
Well,
can you imagine if they, and then you have, see, then you go into a very interesting time for the Patriots because then you have good draft picks and you get to screw them up. And like when you need pieces, because this is the evolution. You remember this, John, because the team sucked for so long.
Yes, indeed.
But there is an evolution.
Yep.
There. So right now you're riding an unprecedented high. It might never be equaled again. We can't say for sure, but maybe it won't. Probably won't. And then you start losing. And this is going to be something that falls off a cliff. This is going to be when Brady goes.
Think about the 49ers when Steve Young left.
Right. And so
they had Montana, they had Young, they were good for what, 10, 15 years, and that was it. That was the end.
And then you're going to drift into this abyss where your only hope is free agency in the draft, and that, when that gets screwed up, oh, this fan base. Because the fan base, a lot of our audience doesn't know any better.
Oh, sure.
They don't know any better. Well, and then so to torture yourself over a top five pick and to bust on a quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
People that are 30 years old know nothing other than this.
Yes.
And it will. Sports is cyclical. Now, the Patriots have kind of broken the mold. No team has gone two decades like this.
No.
In NFL. Well, I mean, maybe the Steelers. I don't know.
The Steelers were bad.
Yeah, but the Steelers were bad after Bradshaw and after all them left.
Yeah,
That's true.
They weren't bad, but they, I mean, they had Bubby Brister, Mark Malone and
right,
stuff.
But
they had that one draft where they got Green, like Lambert.
Jack Ham.
They didn't get Ham in that draft, but it was like Green, Lambert, Snell, Stallworth.
Yeah, they got everyone in that one draft. But yeah, you're right. Eventually, it's going to go the other way. The Patriots aren't going to be good for 50 years straight.
Well, what's great about this list is that it's all write-in responses, which explains having Aqib Talib.
She explains why I only got 10% of a vote.
Which they misspelled. And then the
maybe I don't fit into your box of sports guy.
maybe they misspelled Toucher. Who knows? They spelled it the real way. But then third place, least favorite to win a championship, is Dwayne Allen. Yeah. Who thinks about Dwayne Allen?
I do. Every morning I wake up ruining him.
Now, there might be some like big sports super nerd right now who knows that there's some backstory about why Dwayne Allen is hated so much by these people. But to that I say, okay, what are you then if you're doing this survey? Are you somebody who knows every little detail about the Patriots or somebody who thinks that Aqib Talib was on a championship team? I can't understand any of this.
See, I can get not just assuming because they win every year, just assuming Aqib Talib was on a championship team. I don't fault people on that. Dwayne Allen's a little bit of a head scratcher because like more than one guy did it. Like, oh, that Dwayne Allen.
11%, right? Like several people wrote Dwayne Allen. And then right after Dwayne Allen, least favorite player to win a championship, Malcolm Butler. You have another Lombardi because of Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, blame
and you
Belichick.
Hate him?
They're not blaming the Patriots for this Butler thing. They're blaming Butler for this Butler thing right. And not playing in the Super Bowl.
Well, Butler makes more sense to me than Dwayne Allen. And I don't care what Dwayne Allen did. I don't know about it.
It wasn't a big enough story that everyone's head should be, the world should be rocked.
Yeah, we got to sit here and talk about them every day. I don't know anything about what Dwayne Allen did.
Well, then it just becomes silly season because you go to the Bruins and the least favorite player to win a championship. I understand number one, Tyler Seguin.
Seguin sucked.
Okay, I understand it. Get it. Matter of fact, I probably would have put that in there, too.
I would have put Sagan.
Nathan Horton, number two. I don't understand that at all.
His wife is too hot.
Okay.
His wife was so hot when she looked at me, I was like, tee-hee. Like, look away.
These are floating, like, you know, the skunk.
No, it, like, scared me that she was looking at me. I'm like, don't look at me!
Okay, number three, Boston Bruins player that won a championship that was your least favorite player, Tim Thomas.
Who won you a championship.
Can I just go back to what I said about Malcolm Butler? He's the reason you have a Stanley Cup.
Right.
And you hate him, but even more of a... And now, because Tim Thomas got mixed up with the whole political stuff, but still. I mean, is that reason
to
hate
the guy? You understand that people... Yeah.
But then you've got two that I just completely have no idea why. Chris Kelly. People wrote in Chris Kelly's name. Multiple people did. As did they Adam McQuaid.
Yeah, that McQuaid character. He was a loudmouth.
Why do you hate Adam McQuaid?
Him and Kelly were big loudmouths. Now, I intimately covered both those that team, and I have no idea what you're talking
Two
about.
Two of the nicest human beings on the planet.
They were boring. They just sat there.
Well, Chris Kelly was an alternate captain, which I thought was fascinating to me. But all they all said he was in the locker room. He was the guy.
Yeah, but they. I mean, if you interview him, they didn't say anything. They were boring.
All right, who do you think was the least?
All right, we got a break.
Okay. You have, Ramona Shelburne. That's right.
Byrne. Michelle Ramona
Byrne. Like B-E-R-N. Byrne.
Byrne.
Shelburne.
Okay, Shelburne.
Yes.
All right, we will be back.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Magic Johnson, you know, has made a public comment. What do you have something to say to him?
What can I say to him? Here is a man who's, I don't know if I say this, he acts so holy. I mean, he made love to every girl in every city in America, and he had AIDS. And when he had those AIDS, I went to my synagogue and I prayed for him. I hoped he could live and be well. I didn't criticize him. I could have. Is he an example for children? I like to help minorities. What has he done? Can you tell me? Big Magic Johnson, what has he done?
Well, yes, he's a business person.
He's got AIDS. Did he help anybody in South L.A.?
Well, I think he has HIV. He doesn't actually have full-blown AIDS. But...
And he had AIDS. When he had those AIDS, he's got AIDS.
I mean, that might be one of my favorite pieces of audio.
He's just like... It's probably a topic that you don't want to broach if you're the owner of the Clippers, but what he's essentially trying to say is that Magic Johnson slept with women when he was aware that he had HIV, which is obviously unfounded. I have no idea. He's a married man. But in his old man's mind, he's got AIDS.
Yeah, he thought that was the be-all, end-all of the conversation. I win.
And the only other time I've heard full-blown AIDS was in an episode of Family Guy, so I didn't know that was the correct term, so I thank Anderson Cooper for...
I think he has HIV. He doesn't actually have full-blown AIDS.
But...
He's got AIDS.
I didn't know you could have full-blown AIDS.
Oh, man. Well, Donald Sterling, there is a 30 for 30 that is come out about him that Ramona Shelburne is the person behind, and it's excellent. It's very good because you can't believe... the things that guy did, and because everyone was on the payroll in the organization, nobody said a word. Nobody spoke up. Nobody talked about it. There's they have ex-players like Andre Iguodala. They interview Doc Rivers, and there's a bunch of people. And Donald Sterling used to take a group of people into the locker room while they're all showering and say, "Look at my young bucks over here. Look at how strong they come over here and let them touch your muscles." And they were like, we literally felt like he was a slave owner and that he was showing off all of his slaves to the people. And you hear it right there. And of course, what he got in trouble for, like this dude got away with doing some horrible stuff
for
years.
Heinsohn will take a peek at what's his face?
Baines. Yeah. Aaron Baines in the showers. Like all of Australia.
Yeah, look at that guy. Because you know Heinsohn's like the guys at the Y. Like, he doesn't even shower. He just goes in the locker room and takes his clothes off.
Right. It's like the Naked Gun scene where he just pulls and it all comes off.
Yeah, like I'm in a locker room. I got to take my clothes off. I'm older than 70. I got to be nude at all times. Wouldn't that be funny? If Heinz is like, yeah, I want to make these guys. This is like the minute you just take a step into a locker room, you're going to be naked.
It's like, there's like a machine.
But I don't think it's just ripping the clothes off. I think it's an agonizing long process. Like, it's like a reverse Mr. Rogers.
Is that what he goes? Oh, yeah.
He goes, walks into a room. Instead of putting on new sneakers, he takes it all off and puts it away. I see.
Man. All right. Well, while we're waiting for her to call, there is something kind of interesting that we were talking about, you know, obviously staying on basketball. The least favorite player to win a championship, according to this survey, with the Boston Celtics. There's one that kind of stands out. A lot of people, very polarizing to a lot of people.
It's Rondo.
Yeah, Rondo is number one. Glenn Davis goes to number two.
Okay, so I liked Rondo because when we talked to him, he was really cool, which is all that it takes. And, like, cool, like a normal, like, joking around cool.
Well, we had quite possibly one of the best like groundbreaker questions, or like, you know, just immediately we came out with the picture of him stoned with Kevin Durant at the Snoop Dogg concert.
This is at Media Day.
Yeah.
This is the first year we went to Media Day. Yes. I remember this.
And we just
Rondo
said,
was one of our first
Let's
guests.
Talk about this photo. And then from there on out,
yes.
It's like, okay.
He's really good. And I also think that he, in a way, in a team setting, was probably too smart for his own good. You know what I'm saying? Like, his brain worked in a way where it challenged everything. And I do think in this instance it was due to, I think he's intelligent to a point where it's not easy to mold and conform his thoughts into necessarily
that
a team
was, well, documented. I mean, Doc Rivers, when he was the head coach, used to tell us, I have to sit and talk with Rajon every day. Every day I have to discuss with him what we're doing, how we're going. And this is just to get Rajon pulling in the same direction as everybody else.
But you know what I can't stand? And he's one of them. And I like Rondo, but there's one quality about him that I can't stand. And it's the same thing Kyrie had, is when you tell me how smart you are. I don't need to know that.
Well, he certainly wasn't to Kyrie levels in talking about how smart he was.
Well, Kyrie called himself a basketball genius.
Yeah, I don't recall Rondo talking about how smart he was.
I don't remember that either. It was all secondhand. It was all former coaches and players talking about that rather than Rajon.
Well, you might be right. For some reason, I guess the stigma sticks with him.
No,
yeah.
The only thing that he and people talked to him about that, you know, made he liked to think creatively is that whole Connect Four thing.
Yeah.
That was the thing. Well, I like to stay three moves ahead. It's a game of strategy. I don't let up on anyone. I'll destroy anyone who plays.
Oh, well, yeah. He used to go to like elementary schools
and
dominate.
And, you know, blow nine-year-olds out of the water. Oh, congratulations.
See, I think that was more of, and he was really good, but I think that his love of Connect Four at these appearances was more of a mechanism to not have to speak to people. I believe that he's also somewhat shy and awkward around others that he doesn't know. So I think he found his happy place in doing these appearances and public service by saying, okay, I'm going to go play Connect Four with these kids. And the kids loved it. So it worked. It's not like he was trying to skip out on doing any kind of community service stuff. But I think he's incredibly awkward to talk to, as many people know.
If you read about it, there's all these guys that are like brilliant, but they have to be put in situations where you're not – you don't have to conform to like a group. Like, you're able to, you know, use your intelligence in a way. Now, Glenn Davis is the greatest. So I have no idea why anyone doesn't like him. The dude cried on the bench. He housed pizzas. He was fat, like legitimately fat.
Yeah.
How could you not like Glenn Davis? What did he ever do? He was a second round pick. He was really good in college. He was still a second round pick. He was undersized.
He was fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like sitting there crying, being all fat.
Had his playoff moment.
The Shrek and Donkey Show, even though they didn't win that year, was excellent. Yeah. Like, that was a lot of fun. That was a 10, right? That was the run in 10 when Nate Robinson was part of the team.
Yes.
I mean, that was fun as hell.
I don't get that. What did he do that was so bad?
I don't know.
It's all in hindsight. It's all what happened afterwards.
Well, what
nothing
did he
to do with nothing. What I'm saying is Davis talked a lot of crap, you remember, about Doc Rivers, and they had that whole thing, Area 51, where Garnett got all of it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That was awesome.
Baby talked a lot of crap about players in hindsight.
He talked a lot of crap about Ray Allen. So, and by the way, Ray Allen way low on this list. I thought he would have been a lot higher.
Well, I would put Ray Allen number one.
You see, that's the thing. That's the weird thing about this. Patriots fans went after guys like Tlaib in this survey, went after guys like Tlaib and Revis because they left. They didn't go after Ray Allen, who was a legit guy who you could be angry about in that respect.
Right.
He went to the enemy directly.
Yeah. Yeah, and he took away your chances. He ended the run.
Well, least favorite player to win a championship for the Red Sox, number one is a head-scratcher. Number one on the list, Dice K. Matsuzaka.
Oh, I hated Dice K. when he was here.
So did I. Because every time I had tickets, his kid plays for Brooklyn.
Just because he pitched slowly?
Awful. Yes!
Yes.
That's exactly why.
And I would always have now I don't because of my ages, my kids, but I used to go to like say 6 Red Sox games a year and he would start every one of them and just sit there.
Talk to any media member who had to cover that team. Talk to any fan, any season ticket holder who, like you, Fred, got stuck with a Dice K start and all that money, which in retrospect doesn't look like much now, but at the time.
It was plenty of money.
I know, but compared to what pitchers would make now, but you understand point.
Yeah.
At the time, lots of money. He came and had one good year and then threw 100 pitches every four innings.
His kid and Aginla's kid were on the Williamsport 11 and under baseball team.
Jacoby Ellsbury second with 14%. I understand that.
Aginla coached first base.
Really?
Because you went, like, who's this guy who's, like, super fit?
Aginla's still here?
Yeah, because that's why he wanted to come here. Remember?
Right.
Because of, like, the youth hockey?
No, but I remember that part of it, but I didn't know he was still here.
Oh, yeah. I think that's why they moved. I think they put down roots here. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's there. I didn't see Dice K.
David Price in third place with 13%. Josh Beckett with 12%.
Are you only allowed to go, like, 4 years ago?
It's just what's ever top of mind. These are all right in answers, so that's
why.
No,
I know. It's just
who are they supposed to hate? Someone from the 1918 Red Sox?
Yeah.
Well, they won that year, so no.
I know.
It's to win a championship.
That's
what I'm saying.
That's right. Okay.
I mean, these people have
Smokey
to have won
Joe
a championship.
Wood, stand them.
Right.
Too much tobacco.
Dan says Johnny Gomes.
No, Johnny Gomes, I think, is much loved. Were you crazy? It goes after Josh Beckett.
How dumb do you have to be to like Johnny Gomes? You have to be a complete idiot. They should take your driver's license away.
Idiot or a real man? That's what, if you're a real man, you love Johnny Gomes.
Yeah, right.
Time to get to work hard hat, mentally.
Someone who just brags about themselves even though they suck and trots around a flag like he's like Hulk Hogan.
Well, if you see somebody in a supermarket pointing at you, what are you going to do? Are you going to run or are you going to take care of it right there?
Yeah, you got to take care of it.
Well, there's Ramona Shelburne.
Well, thank you so much, Ramona, for all the insight. Now your podcast will not be plugged.
No, it will not.
All right. Do you have stuff for the stack?
Oh, we do. We have plenty for the stack, including some news that involves, once again, Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, well, that's not getting old.
and there's also somebody apologized to a member of the Patriots for something mean they did.
Okay, well, that's always good to know. Here are the headlines.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on?
So Saturday Night Live is going to look a little bit different this upcoming season. As you said earlier, Fred Leslie Jones is ending her five-year run to focus on other projects. But also, this is actually going to be a really big hit. Alec Baldwin has said he will no longer guest star as Donald Trump.
Oh, good.
Which means they are going to have to find somebody within that cast to be Donald Trump.
Yeah, maybe they could actually use their cast this coming season. Again, they could use actually members that they're paying rather than relying on celebrities to come out to grand applause. That's like the cheapest crap.
But Alec Baldwin, after a while, you could say it was cheap, but he became the character. Like, almost every week he was on there.
Yeah, but then
he was a cast member.
He wasn't a cast member.
I mean, but it essentially felt that way.
He didn't do anything else but Trump.
But he was there every week. He's probably had more time than Pete Davidson, actually.
Which is, again, part of the problem. If you want to have a show, I mean, I hate when they, like, Ben Stiller, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I hate about the Austin Powers movie, even though I love the Austin Powers movies, when they...
Opening scene of the third one, when Tom Cruise was Austin Powers.
Yeah, and, like, it's Tom Cruise and, like, Gwyneth Paltrow, and everyone just went nuts in the theater. And these guys are movie stars in a big-budget movie. What are you, this happy? And then they trot Ben Stiller out. They trot Larry David out. Everyone drooled all over Larry David's Bernie Sanders. It was just Larry David.
Hey, I know. It was just him being there, but it was still funny.
See, I don't dislike, there's guys I like on Saturday Night Live, but I hate that. I hate when they put out celebrities in the crowd. There's an applause break. That sucks. That's cheap. Use your cast if you did it.
Well, they're going to have
Lauren's
to now.
Too old.
Now, if you want to know, but the one thing that I was most excited about is they announced the first five hosts for this upcoming season. And it has got one that it might be the highest rated of SNL, episode of SNL ever. First of all, they start with Woody Harrelson, which will be great. Mm. Some woman named Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who I've never heard of. David Harbour, who, of course, is the sheriff on Stranger Things and in Hellboy, which nobody saw. Kristen Stewart, who was the chick from whatever that Twilight movie is.
Mm-hmm.
And then on December 21st, Fred, Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
Hosting Saturday Night Live for, I think, the first time in, what, 31, 32 years?
He wouldn't come back because Spade did a joke about him.
He said, hey, look, everyone, I'm a falling star.
Yeah, and so Eddie Murphy, at no ego, did not take the joke. And, yes, that will be that.
If he could bring back, if he could bring back one character, who would you choose?
Oof. I like Mr. Roberts.
Mr. Robinson's not even close to my favorite. I like Gumby, but I wouldn't be Gumby.
Buckwheat?
Buckwheat wouldn't be funny now.
His favorite skit wasn't a character. It was a one-off, and that's when he went undercover as the white guy.
Right.
That might be my favorite one of
them. And they start serving cocktails on the bus.
Yeah. James Brown, Celebrity Hot Tub.
Yep. Ooh. Velvet Jones.
Oh, Velvet Jones.
You didn't like Velvet Jones?
No, you got to bring back Velvet Jones.
Jones.
He might be the guy.
Oh, no. Stevie Wonder.
Oh, that was okay.
Remember when they did the Nikon commercial?
That's right. That's right. And then he did the duet with Piscopo.
Well, then he had to bring Piscopo back.
That'd be perfect. Why not do it? Joe Piscopo is doing nothing.
I am black and you are white.
You
are blind as a bat and I have sight.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
I mean, if you brought Piscopo back to do that, sure.
He actually did a good snare. It's okay. Everything's bright round that virgin chick. She had a kid. He grew up to be famous. You all know what he did.
Hartman did a great Sinatra, too, when he did the Sinatra group.
Don't say that to Piscopo.
Oh, are you pissed off?
No, Piscopo did not
like
that.
He's like, I'm the only one that's right. Frank-liked.
Yep.
Oh, man. So, yeah, Eddie Murphy, December 21st. I guess they're going to make a big deal out of it because it's way after like the date of, you know, like it's like way, because I think November 2nd is the end of the season.
So Murphy gets one of the greats. You can buy live from New York. It's a really good oral history of the show.
It's one of my wife's favorite books. She keeps trying to get me to read it, and I haven't read it yet.
And so Eddie Murphy's like, he joined the show when he's 19, so I think he was on for like 3 or 4 years. So he's probably like 21. 48 Hours was coming out. And the guest host, the flaked. The guest host wasn't going to be there. So they made Eddie Murphy the host.
Oh, I remember it was Nick Nolte was supposed to be the host that year, and Nolte got sick when he got right at the beginning of the week, so Murphy had to step in.
No, well, no one wanted him to because you're like, I'm a cast member. And I remember Piscopo was big at the time.
Yeah.
So Piscopo's like BS about the whole thing.
And that launched him. That really, because I remember Lionel Richie was the musical guest that week. I remember that.
And he goes live from New York. It's the Eddie Murphy show.
Yes.
Is how he starts it off.
Yes, I remember that too.
God, I was obsessed with Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
back
no,
then.
I used to watch it religiously back then.
I taped it on the Betamax.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I must have watched those skits 5,000 times.
Well, that is going to be on December 21st, and I can't wait for that. He was on the Comedians in Cars with Coffee. Yeah, I did not get to watch that.
I watched it, and it's weird. First of all, the Stevie Wonder sketch was actually Stevie Wonder when I come to think about it, but he does do a Stevie Wonder. But he's like normal. He's acting like normal.
Yeah.
And it's real weird.
Yep.
Okay.
I completely agree.
Normal as if he's like being honest or just that he's not crazy or funny.
He's not crazy.
He's not trying. He's not trying to be something he's not.
Like he's being normal.
Yes.
Which starting at Raw, he wasn't normal anymore.
No.
I mean, if you look back at Raw, I mean, he was out of his mind. He's wearing blue leather outfits. And
yes.
By the way, Raw not that funny.
I haven't seen it.
Delirious. Which one was the one with McDonald's?
Delirious.
Okay, that was the first one. Delirious is great.
Yeah. No, there's one before that that's really not funny.
Really?
But you got to remember, I mean, he was like 18. But yeah, Delirious doesn't stand up as much, but I was always disappointed by Raw.
You know, a movie you hate is my favorite Eddie Murphy movie, and that's Boomerang. I love Boomerang.
Boomerang.
I thought
that
you said you hated it.
I thought you said
he was an awful character in it.
Oh, he's terrible in it, but I don't hate it.
Okay.
When the guy comes in with the jacket and everything.
The mushroom jacket.
Here's the thing
about
Boomerang that's hysterical is that, like, it's supposed to be Eddie Murphy gets his, and he has to settle for Halle Berry.
Yeah. Like, it's like, Robin Givens or Halle Berry. Right, that's pretty good.
So he, like, he has to humble himself to bang Halle Berry, who sits around waiting for him the whole time. Well, she turns down the dude from In Living Color.
Yep.
By the way, speaking of Robin Givens, you just reminded me. You know that thing where Mike Tyson gets high and interviews a bunch of people?
Yeah.
Hot boxing with Mike Tyson? He tweeted this yesterday. But, hey, Rob Gronkowski, happy you're pain-free and happy you're joining the fight for the rights for all athletes to heal safely. Your voice will change minds, inspire real change. Love to have you in the hot box to share your experiences. Yeah. Oh, if there's a Lord in heaven, make that happen.
By the way, Mike Tyson Mystery is one of the great unknown shows on television.
And I have not seen it, and there's no reason why there's I shouldn't
Norm McDonald's on it, too.
I know. He's the pigeon, right?
I refuse to listen to any of that hot box thing because of his outrageous lies about how much he spends on marijuana a month.
Well, I think that people like misconstrue what he was saying. He said his farm spends $40,000 a month. In other words,
does
all the people on
so
the
he
farm.
Sell it?
Yeah.
Okay, so he has a marijuana corporation.
Oh yeah, he's made a ton of money off of it.
All right, because it was being reported that he personally smoked that much, which is absolutely ludicrous.
No, that's not what I listened to it, and he said that the farm smokes $40,000. So I think that's everybody who works there with him.
But
smokes $40,000.
Like, and even on Chip Chipperson, there's dudes that smoke pot. Like, there's a billion.
But it's not Mike Tyson getting high.
See, Mike Tyson is gonna normalize him.
Oh, there was Bowfinger's a great Eddie Murphy movie that nobody brings up. Bowfinger's great.
I never saw Bowfinger.
Oh, I don't know how much it stands up now, but years ago it was funny.
Oh, I saw Bowfinger.
They had to make that movie for free?
Yeah, I saw Bowfinger.
It was him and Steve Martin, right?
Yes.
By the way, go watch 48 Hours now and just go, whoa.
I didn't like Beverly Hills Cop.
See, I like, no, but 48 Hours is so racist.
Oh, really?
Oh, like real, real, real racist. But it had the boys are back in town. It had the bus boys, was that their name?
Yes, bus boys.
The bus boys. Yep.
Well, if Andrew Luck is looking to do something immediately in the aftermath of his retirement, it is being said that TV networks, they are willing to throw millions upon millions of dollars his way.
That's a good
idea.
To
be an analyst.
That's a really good idea.
And to that, I wonder if maybe you've got Tony Romo sweating a little bit because he might have some competition, seeing that he's asking for the largest contract, I think, of all time of anyone in his position.
These are companies like Fox Sports who made their lead guy, the anchor of their network, Regis Philbin. When they started.
That's right.
These are people that have absolutely no clue.
You don't think Andrew Luck would be a good analyst?
No, he reads books about concrete.
But he knows a ton about football.
Matter,
knowledge
man.
Doesn't mean...
Knowledge means nothing.
Yes, you have to be entertaining.
That's right.
When was the last time Luck was entertaining?
Did you think Tony Romo was entertaining before
yes.
they hired him?
Actually, I thought Tony Romo was very entertaining.
Tony Romo's boring.
What about Tony Romo was entertaining before he went on television?
No, not before he went on television.
That's what I'm saying.
Before he was on television, he was considered charismatic. He absolutely was considered charismatic.
Dude, they wanted Jay Cutler to be a coach.
Jay Cutler was horrendous. Yeah, it was awful.
Which is stupid. And the reason they wanted Cutler is because of his relationship with the girl from the Hills.
See, I think that Andrew Luck would actually be pretty good.
He's going to be boring. I don't care about what play's coming up. Shut up and be funny. You know who they should get? They should get Eddie Murphy.
Well, if he said he's supposed to be funny, I mean, he hasn't really done anything funny in a while.
See, they made the mistake of using Dennis Miller, who's way too esoteric. Like, he's just all, like, obscure references. You're not going to get idiots from, the middle of the country to pay attention to that. I think that there should be a comedian in every booth.
McAfee. McAfee would have been perfect. And I know he's doing some work.
Yeah, McAfee's got something cooking.
He's doing some college. I think he's doing college.
See, McAfee
games.
Is essentially a comedian. So you get him.
He is a comedian.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, he's not like doing road work. But you know who would be good is Rappaport.
Michael Rappaport? No!
He's starting to fascinate
me. He is annoying.
He's got this thing with Scal now. After
it's fake. It's a work.
Of course it's a work. I'm not saying I believe it. But
you would watch the game and you'd be so pissed off at him that it would be entertaining.
Yeah.
Get Merriweather in there.
Ooh, dad, look at this. It's wild times. I don't think he's on the radio anymore because they used to just... this is crazy. Look at what we're doing on Saturday morning. Like, ooh, listen to this.
Something happened where he just, said, I'm not going to do any radio anywhere anymore.
Yeah.
And he loved being on the show.
You talking to the radio waves, they get you.
They just come after you after a while?
The radio monster, he goes, chomp, chomp. Chomp you. Get in my ear. Get out of there. Radio monster. Radio monster. Scare as hell. You can't see him.
We should get him. Just reach out to him. Because we haven't talked to him in, a year now.
Wait until fall break.
That's a good idea.
We will be back. We'll find out what Zolak and Bertrand have on the way.
Podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich. Toucher and Rich. Download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and Scott Zolak is here in studio. Hello, Scott Zolak.
What's up?
How have you been doing?
Been doing well. How you doing? What's up, Wallach?
What's up?
Back in your old spot there, huh?
Yeah, I know. Back in the corner.
Friday he comes in, though. That's right. Guns blazing.
That's right.
He wanted to make sure.
What you got Friday? Who's on Friday?
Rich is on Friday.
I'm on Friday. Nice.
I got Wallach in the two-seat, baby.
I'm going camping.
Oof. Oh, come on.
You're doing
Why would you do that?
You're doing that dumbass thing where you drive like to the middle of New Hampshire, get in an RV, and then drive somewhere else. Right?
Okay, so it has been like.
It's not nearly as bad as it used to be.
Boo. It's still
come
nightmare.
On.
Where were you last year when you missed something? It was a big broadcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So 5 years ago, we started going to the middle of nowhere, New York, and passing about 1,000 places where you could have camped to go to this butthole of a farm, which basically is the only farm I'd ever been to that nothing that happens on a farm happened at this farm. There were no animals. They weren't growing anything. It was basically a pound of dirt, just this huge area of dirt that had these tents that you would sleep in. So that sucked. I said, never again. So then someone said, well, how about to make up for it? We'll pick someplace closer, but we have to do it in RVs. I'm like, well, that sucks, but I found an RV that was brand new. I'm like, great. I go pick it up. Nope, you've got the Breaking Bad crystal meth someone died RV.
Nice.
Because someone took yours. We accidentally gave it away, but we'll give you $20 off a day. Thanks, a-hole. And so now we've ended up going to a place that's got these half canvas tents.
It's called a hotel?
No. It's like a canvas like flap thing in the middle of New Hampshire.
Oh, good for you.
So that's nice. It's always rife with rats and things just running around.
Is this yours, Mary's, or
it's just... It's forced family fun. No. This is not Mary's idea.
It's a group
of our families that all like got together. And was like, hey, camping, huh?
Just tell them to go screw.
Yeah, it's your turn to be the a-hole and say no.
This is the once a year, the one time a year that I go and I do this. And to be quite honest, like during the day, it's fine. I sit and we drink beer and the kids run around. But when you're sitting there at night, freezing your nuts off.
Can't watch TV. And you're like, I guess it's not
a yurt that I'm staying in, but maybe it is. It's on like a wood, like a wooden block, and it's canvas.
Yeah. Ugh. First of all, it's gonna be dirty, and second of all,
oh yeah,
it's like not really.
Dude, there's spite.
Like,
you know, who cares? That's all horrible. That's why we don't live like that as humans.
Right.
That's why we live in houses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what my kids? What, you know what my daughter would do? She would just go, "Let's go home," and I go, "Yep, okay." I drive out there and I go. Let's get out of here right away. Yeah. Camping, ugh.
It's drinking and can jam just to make it go away. That's all I do.
Can jam's great for like the first minute and a half.
No, can jam's. I can get in the zone in can jam.
That's
I love
like,
can jam.
I have the cornhole like things and I haven't used them in like.
You
5
eat it the
years.
Long way. The corn.
Yeah.
I can get in the zone cornhole too.
Well, you eat the corn a long way, right?
No gag reflex.
That's your lane, not mine.
How many kernels you get in one bite?
I'm like the kielbasa queen.
There you go.
I can do whatever you need.
Bird prayers in. First 2 hours. We're all football, baby. Let's go.
So little time won't can stop me on the time.
Could you imagine Andrew Luck on set on one of those networks? How ugly.
It would just
you can't even look at it.
It's like when they put Montana on, they said, Oh, hey, he was good. Eric Dicker said, hey, he's great.
you're comparing Montana to a guy who graduated from Stanford?
It doesn't matter.
Montana might be one of the worst like spoken people
Notre
on
Dame.
Television.
He can't speak. Yeah, neither. For all I know,
sure
Andrew
he doesn't want to.
Oh, Andrew Luck absolutely can speak.
I mean, talk like
he's like, he,
I mean, if you're going to use Stanford, he's very entertaining.
So entertaining, he would hold me, boy.
Yeah, I'd rather get a guy with the 8th grade education. That's funny.
The chili guy on there.
How about Gronk?
No, never mind.
Yeah, he wouldn't be any good at it.
I got the cream from my dad.
I'm going to get into business. I like business.
He had a bad back, and it made me feel better.
And I like business. It's very fun to be in. All right, that'll do it for us, everyone. Have a fantastic day. We're running 50 seconds late.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Whoops-a-daisy.
Don't worry. They're gonna hurry up and put that opening drive up there. It's sponsored.
Well, you know what they do is they have the video of you running around in circles.
Yeah, it's called buffering.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.